Hello, everybody. This is Bops and Bangers. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And this week is so exciting. We got to interview the incredible Vancouver Canadian band Melt. Woo! They are a four-piece psych rock band, and they are on tour right now, and they are incredible.
Literally, their show was so fun.
So much fun. Like, the wildest demographics of all time.
And you know, their show in San Diego, that was their first on tour. Besides, they played in Vancouver.
Well, that's a which hometown
was fun.
Show.
They said it was their biggest show, aww, which is so fun. We love a hometown show.
Love a hometown show. But so happy that they came down to San Diego, and they actually came into the studio and hung out with us.
It was so much fun. You guys, get ready for this episode. We play What Do You Mean with the band. There's four of them, so it gets a little crazy. We also played Rapid Fire Question Wooden Blocks.
AKA Jenga.
We might not be able, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out if Jenga sues us, you know? Yeah. You know? But truly, one of the funniest interviews we've done. We loved getting to know the guys. Their energy was so incredible.
Yeah. They're just such a cool group of dudes. Yeah. Such a fun
easy
episode.
Peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just all best friends now.
We truly are. We actually were very sad.
I know. When they left, hung out with them for like over 2 hours. And yeah. We're like, you're leaving us?
Yeah. I literally felt like they were leaving us forever.
I know.
So, Melt, we loved you guys so much. Make sure you go check out their sophomore album out on all platforms now. It's called Eternal Embers.
It's so good. Melt with two T's.
Very important distinction.
Yes.
And you can find them on all social medias at Melt. We'll put a little link in our show notes as well.
Yeah, go check them out and get amped for this episode.
Get amped.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
Actually here in the studio with an incredible Vancouver band, Melt with two T's. I want to make that distinction because it's very important. The guys are coming off a tour. They had just released their sophomore album, Eternal Embers. It's incredible. We're so excited to sit and chat with you guys. We're going to be playing some fun games to make sure that your personality really shines through.
Oh, you know what? Before we even get started interviewing you guys with some questions, how about we go through and you guys say your names and
what you do in the band.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Chris. My favorite color is turquoise. In the band, I sing, play guitar, and on the record, some other layers like bass and synth, some stuff.
My name's Ian. My favorite color is a nice forest green, I'd say.
Brilliant.
And I play bass live predominantly, but guitars and synths on recording too.
I'm James, but you can call me Jamie because he's also James.
Oh.
Or you can just call me James because I got there first.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Okay. Now, right?
James won.
It's not true. I'm older than you.
Exactly. Oh, that's fair. And I play drums and percussion, and my favorite color is a tough one, but I'll just go with red because red's pretty sweet.
Oh, I love that. It's pretty sweet. Like a harsh red.
Like a good,
like a stop sign.
Red, like the numbers.
Oh, wow. That's a good red though. I agree. I agree.
My name is James. I play bass, guitar, keys, and sing a little bit live. And then on the records, we kind of all just play whatever. So
that's crazy.
Get in there.
Play that much bass live.
I play a song.
You play a song live.
Oh, whoa, mainly calling him out.
You didn't say guitar.
I did say guitar.
Did you? Oh,
my God.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm all thrown off. My favorite color, I can't even begin to think about.
What's your
favorite color is probably turquoise.
Oh, double turquoise.
So good decision.
I was going to ask, I read that you guys, one of you plays the alto harp.
Oh, auto harp.
Auto harp.
Yeah, I mean,
I already know it's you, clearly. I'm like, oh, yeah, the auto harp.
It's, yeah, like we just got.
That's so cool.
James knew about it somehow first, but I found some on Craigslist. We got a pair of them for like a really good price. And then anyone can play it, really. You just press a button, and there's like 36 strings. And when you press the button, it mutes the strings that shouldn't be played in a chord.
Oh,
so
wow.
When you strum, it just plays like a four octave voicing
very
of a
nice
chord.
Epic little,
yeah, that is
it's
nice.
Actually quite an approachable instrument because you can
anyone
buttons.
Really could play it. Yeah,
oh,
kind
of,
yeah.
It's a note. My dream.
It's cool. It's a limitation on how many chords you can play on it because there's only like 36, I think, on there.
Oh, only?
Yeah.
I know about one. So. We want to see how dark, funny, twisted. How twisted y'all are in the best ways possible. So we're going to be asking you some questions, playing a game. Ashley's going to give a little introduction about how we're going to do this, but we think it's going to be super fun. We hope you all enjoy. This is Melt, and What Do You Mean?
To be playing a game today, What Do You Mean? we're going to be playing this. I already dealt out 10 cards to
everybody,
each of
everybody
you.
Show their cards.
Everyone show them. Oh, yeah.
There's no cheating at Bops and Bangers.
We all have our 10 cards.
It's all above board.
And if you've never played before, I'm going to be showing everyone a meme.
Nice. Oh, classic. Good meme to start
showing
with.
Showing everybody a meme. And then you will be putting down a card that you think best describes this meme. I'll judge first.
I have a British sense of humor, so.
British?
Oh, and self-deprecation.
That. I love that.
Yeah.
Do I just throw that in?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
So while you guys are looking at your cards, I'd love to know, like, what's some Canadian slang that you guys, your favorite Canadian slang?
A is the big one.
A is the big one.
A.
I don't even find that to be slang anymore. It's just
Yeah, do you guys, like, purposely say it, or does it just come out?
I do genuinely say it.
I say it without thinking about it, yeah, all the time, yeah. Yeah,
and sometimes I'll catch myself. Like if you're like eating something, it's pretty good, eh?
Fucking rights, bud.
Yeah,
that's like an Eastern like.
Oh, it's a stereotype. I'm adopting this.
You and your friend go like fucking rights, bud. Put in that 2K. Like, right,
if that wasn't the most Canadian sentence,
we'll start going. Yeah.
Oh, another good one is to have a cigarette is to rip a dart.
Rip darts.
Yeah.
I bet you anything, my partner knows exactly that phrase. I'm gonna go tell him.
Yeah. That sounds a little too close.
Ripping farts.
You said hack a dart.
Yeah. We're fine. Sorry. Okay, so the first card I have. When you're so deep in the friend zone that she refers to you as her gay best friend who isn't gay.
that's actually a little too accurate probably for some people at this table.
When the kid behind you in social studies puts their pencil in your butt crack.
Ouch.
When you start liking someone, but then you hear them say, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. When he apologizes, but you still have some more arguing to do. Oh. When someone Venmo charges you for a hit of their joint.
I like the brand sponsorship on that.
I know. The trademark. We're fine.
The trademark.
That face is... I'm going to say her gay best friend.
Damn it.
That was good. Yeah.
Who's that?
Who was it? I see the competitive one. I knew would be so superior at this. So my question to you, I love the visual aspect of your music. It's very much, you got that trippy background of your show. You even your album cover is stunning. Like just beautiful visuals throughout. Is that something that's very important to you as a band? Is it something that you guys really work on and make a... you know, concerted effort to have your visuals match with your music?
Yes, it's a pretty big part of it, I think. Like, I think we'd rather it be more about, like, a vibe or, like, kind of like, essence than it is about, like, who we are, like our, like, faces and our, like, how we look or whatever. So I think it's kind of cool to try and find art that's kind of evokes its own feeling and kind of matches the music as much as possible to try and emphasize the music better.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Like, our music videos don't really feature us, or like, it's just sort of mostly about some, like, a visual thing, I guess, mainly, if we can do it.
You're like, please don't look at me. I don't want to be seen.
It's not as interesting to me, yeah.
Do you guys have, like, a specific photographer you work with or a visual artist?
For photography, it's mostly been Zach Vag.
Cool. All right, let's see what your humor is.
I know, because I had so many options for this. And
I had a few options.
I was like, I don't know.
To be looking at this when I read them.
Yeah, all right, who knows him the best?
I kept Chris in mind.
Okay, I was going to say, who knows him?
When Mercury is out of retrograde, but your life is still completely fucked. When your best friend fucks your sibling.
Oh my God! Damn!
When you rip the most profound fart of your life. When you're on FaceTime and you hear your friend whisper, ooh, who the fuck is that?
Oh, no!
When someone steps on the back of your shoe and it slips off. I think it's got to be when you rip the most profound fart.
I had a feeling you'd be the fart guy. I really did. I did.
There's so many good ones.
So everyone draw a card. Whoever has the most of these at the end.
Gotcha.
When's a t-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're not fucking around.
Oh, okay. Apparently not. Okay.
It's a sad bear.
What's that one called?
Oh, sad bear. How old are you guys, by the way? Just weird question.
46.
I knew that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I thought
what kind of lotion?
27, 28 range.
Okay, perfect. Nice. So we understand the same kind of. We're in our 30s, so like we understand the same references. Just as a nugget of information.
Nice. Yeah. So my question for you is, what were the biggest differences in your process in creating your latest release, Eternal Embers, from your debut album, Swim Slowly?
In terms of writing Eternal Embers this time around, it was kind of a big, like, COVID kind of writing process. Like, we all were isolating with our families kind of thing, like, right at the start, you know, when nobody really knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And we were just making demos and sharing them with each other. And, like, we just were, like, desperate to work with each other. So we, like, booked an Airbnb in, like, a remote little tiny lake that's, like, gorgeous wilderness up north in BC. And, like, we spent
that
a month
amazing.
Together just, like, music every single day, all day, and just like pretty much set like the foundation of the album there. Yeah, that's
nice.
That is James coming in with the hot tip.
Yeah, so like, we chose all the songs we were gonna work on. We developed songs to the point where like we could kind of like take them back and like refine and then,
yeah,
pretty much the bulk of the album was kind of
that's crazy
formed there.
All right, you get to judge.
It's time. When you stalk someone so hard, you end up back on your own profile. Oh, that's
good. Oh, golly.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
When someone sits next to you in an empty movie theater.
I hate that.
that's uncomfortable. When the bouncer doesn't let you bring your service dog into the club. Aww.
Oh, can you imagine a little golden retriever just like,
that would be nice. When your girlfriend of 2 months catches the bouquet at the wedding.
Oh,
you're so sad about it. Yeah,
no.
That's too bad.
That is so accurate.
When you black out at the holiday party and wake up next to your manager.
Damn.
That sounds like trouble. I'm going to go with the dog one.
I knew it.
Oh my god.
My aunt trains guide dogs as well. So
I
know
I don't know who that was.
Guide dogs.
Oh,
I told you.
God.
The most competitive.
I know him.
Oh, he's walking off the cliff.
I'm done.
Speaking of your recording in a cabin, that seems to be a very big thing to do with amongst musicians is isolate yourself, seclude yourself, write.
Yes. Mm.
Was this, obviously I know COVID was hitting, you were with your families, you were together. Can you talk a little bit about what being secluded with nature kind of means to you as a band? It's your album is very nature oriented, and I think it's very beautiful in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I'd love, because I've read that you guys don't really like, you let your listeners take what they want from your music.
Yeah.
But I'd love to know what nature kind of means to you and this record.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think all of us have a connection to nature in some way, and it's a pretty deep connection. Just growing up where we grew up, kind of on the North Shore of Vancouver, there's a lot of beautiful nature around with like forests, and you can go skiing, you can go swimming, and I think that like influenced us a lot growing up. And I think James as well, like in, out in England too, right? You live out in like a kind of a rural area, so we all kind of have this like connection from a young age.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think we all find like a deep sense of like spirituality from nature and refreshing and you know, kind of get away. And I think being at the cabin was cool because, we were all isolating for COVID. We're all, you know, everyone was all up in the whole pandemic, right? And it was a bit crazy. And not only to allow us to kind of develop this music that we had so much stockpiled up, but also to connect with nature as well. And you'd be in the studio, you'd be, you know, connected to the music, connected to writing and everything, but then you could go out and kind of refresh, like instantly jump in the lake or do something where you could kind of like reset your mind.
Yeah.
And when you're, it also provides you with like a really one track focus. You're just focused on music and then you can get out and refresh.
Yeah.
And so I think that also ended up influencing what we wrote about as well, because we were so immersed in nature where we were that it came out again more in our music too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that you put it perfectly. Like, spiritual is the word I would give. Mm-hmm. I told you guys last night, I listened to the album a little too stoned in the best ways possible. Is there such a thing?
There is.
I will limit, say that there is 100%.
For her, the limit
in
does exist. Yeah. Just like, oh my God, where am I? I found myself feeling very like, almost meditative in your music. And I loved how just it was so profoundly, I don't know, I was high, so who knows what my thoughts are. But like, it was a very beautiful moment to for me to even, because out in San Diego, nature, we have nature, but it's a very different nature from what you guys have experienced. Yeah. So for me, listening to it in San Diego is just a very beautiful, like, sunset was going down. I was in heaven, guys.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe of an album, 100%. So so go ahead, judge the judgy.
Judge this guy just sending it.
When someone who sucks at telling stories gets the group's attention. When you queefed one time during sex and find out that you're saved in his phone as Queef Latifah. When you meet all his friends and realize you got the ugliest one.
Oh, the trauma from we, Ashley, and I just had. I was like, oh no.
When you're 30 seconds into a story and realize nobody is listening, so you gotta slowly fade out.
Oh,
that happens all the time.
Yeah. And I was in this tour van. It happens like multiple times.
To everyone, though?
Oh, every time.
I love that.
When you bring your own reusable grocery bags to Whole Foods and feel like you've solved global warming.
Nice.
There's a lot of good ones here.
Oh, I'm dead.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Ooh, we're getting in deep. Ooh, he's getting deep with this.
Which one are you?
I'm going to go with this one because it's just so... When you're 30 seconds into the story, I realize no one's
nice. Oh, gosh.
That one is just like
you've met your competitive match, by the way.
Good job.
I have no competition in my body. I'm just like, yeah, sure, y'all win.
I felt that part so deeply, though. I was like, oh.
Good one. That was good. So good.
I'm glad we didn't write these. We just are picking them.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Just to clarify, we're not writing these.
Yeah. Just to clarify, we're not this sick.
I'm curious, your first night on tour after your Vancouver show was here in San Diego. You've got quite a ways left to go. What do you bring on tour to help you like relax and decompress? Because you're not really gonna have the forest with you.
Right. Totally. The big one for me is like I always like meditate in the back of the tour van. I have like a Headspace thing.
Yeah.
We do try to get to nature like whenever we can. Like the last tour, we had like a whole day in Moab.
Oh, nice. Like
in arches.
Did you guys, and you don't have to tell me, but did you have fun? Did you see some things?
We weren't fun guys.
No.
So sorry.
Would have been fun.
Yeah. But that's so, I mean, not to hate on the male species, but like that's very evolved as a 28-29 year old, like to know that you need to be meditating and like having something for your mental health, I think is really important, because we all know guys don't talk about their mental health. We love you all, please do, we're here for you. But I think that's a beautiful kind of way to do it, is just like I'm in my own peace, let me be meditative. I love it.
Yeah. Do you guys have different openers in every city?
Yeah.
Oh, are they local bands?
Usually.
I love when tours.
Who's your Mexico City opener?
That's the only one that's actually not a local band, but it's a great band, and we're co-headlining. Kind of I'm assuming
we're
Glass
probably
open, but it's Yumi Zuma.
No way! Interesting pairing.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we had the booking, and then our agent just contacted us and said they are looking for a show in Mexico. Do you want to do a double?
Yes.
You're
like, with Yumi Zuma? Absolutely. Yeah. That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Older James.
Oh, right. I got a judge.
James Senior.
And the cashier says, have a nice day. And you accidentally say, go fuck yourself.
Oh, no.
I enjoy that.
When you pull out a dry tampon.
They won't understand that.
I can't relate to that one.
It hurts.
Oh, I thought it'd be really.
It hurts a lot.
I thought he's smiling.
When the DJ turns off your favorite songs, but then surprises you with another certified banger. Okay, we're getting warmer with that one. When the shrooms finally kick in.
You're wearing a mushroom shirt. I'm just saying.
White people when Sweet Caroline comes
out. Oh, my God. That is too good.
I got to go with when the shrooms finally
kick in. Yes!
Wow.
That's a good one. It's tie with her. No,
I know, we're battle. I know. In a band of four, obviously collaboration is really unique. Mm-hmm. You kind of talked about it a little bit, but how do you guys create? Is it from the ground up? Do you all have separate writings that you're like, I'm going to stand up here and show you guys and we'll figure it out? Or is it something that you guys sit, you plunk around, you do a weird riff, and you're like, oh shit, I like that, and let me do, like, do you build on top of it? Mm-hmm. How does it work with four people? I'm always so curious about that.
For us,
lots of different ways, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty lots of different ways, but pretty much always as a base, it starts with somebody's individual idea.
Okay.
Usually something that, like, we'll record, like, beforehand, like as a demo, and then we'll bring it in. The variance from there, though, is that sometimes somebody might come in with, like, a fully formed song, basically, and from there it's just kind of getting it over to the finish line.
Dang.
Like, we just love it so much. We're like, yeah, this is great. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be, like, a verse, and we'll be like, okay, this is great. Needs a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And then... and then there's been a few other kind of special cases where we've had one kind of, like, half song, and we're like, okay, this is great, but it needs something. Let's take this other thing that we love and smash it together. So Absence C is a really good example of that. That was, like, a Chris demo that it was, like, that first half of it, and then we're like, this is great, but, like, it doesn't feel
then
done.
What happens?
It didn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere until the end.
Yeah, okay.
James had this other, like, it was actually, like, a really kind of, like, slow, ballady, acoustic-y, like, epic kind of thing.
Oh.
And we ended up taking that, smashing it together, like, oh, this actually works.
Yeah.
Then where the kind of magic happens, we actually started just, like, jamming on it together when we were at the cabin and, like, made it the full-on kind of...
And it got psych, heavy.
Rock, heavy.
You added, like, the hydra synth or something.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because even you, at the show last night, you were like, this one's weird, guys. Yeah. And I was like, give it to me. And you were like, Like, the weird shit is my jam. And that is actually my favorite track off the album.
Really?
It's so fucking weird in the best ways possible.
Yeah, yeah,
but that's so cool, because I almost feel it's like Grateful Dead-y, but, like, you're sitting jam. Like, I just imagine all just jamming out there in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, that shit's dope.
Yeah.
That like, do you guys just hype each other up all the time? Like, oh my God, that was so good.
Sometimes.
We go through waves. Sometimes we're like, is this good?
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh wait, that's actually really good.
Yeah. In the beginning,
to hear it later.
There's a lot of hype,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Like, when you're first discovering it, like when we first smashed it together and you're first playing through it, there's a lot of like, that's sick.
Yeah.
And then later on,
you're like, that sucks.
We're like, oh, that's sick. No, literally. Later on, we'll be like,
you've
oh, that
too
sucks.
Yeah.
It probably is like the most hype. Like right after you figure it out, it's like kind of just diminishes.
Yeah, and then well, that's good though, because then like when you still like something later is when you keep it. So like we did that with like maybe 26, 27, maybe even more tracks at the cabin. And then as time went on, we're like, okay, that one, we don't like that one anymore. That one's not as good.
Yeah.
And then the ones that really stand out, you still are like, yeah, that's still pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's the ones you keep. And
yeah.
You do get to the finish line, right?
And the songs that you just don't end up doing anything with, is it almost feel like a little death sometimes?
Yeah.
If you get to a far enough point, like, I would be so sad.
When you're in the thick of it, it's definitely like, oh, this one's not going to make it.
Oh, no. Like my baby.
Yeah. And then afterwards you listen to it back and you're like, yeah, there's a reason why.
Yeah, you're like,
and we never like we never usually produce songs to completion unless we plan to. It's like still a demo phase. We're deciding to stop.
That makes more sense. I was
if
like,
if we
like
completely put everything on and polish it off, and like cut.
Yeah.
Usually by the time we go to record drums, we kind of know.
Yes.
Like maybe like a couple tracks will get cut or something, but we know what's gonna be the album sort of.
That's so cool. Nice. That's so great. But you guys do have a very Radiohead-esque sound, and again, perfect stoner music. Everyone, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's
I appreciate it.
It's great.
There is enough like sprinkles of other things like electronic,
100%,
you know, to kind of capture those people,
that's
and enough
why
sprinkles
like
of rock to capture those people.
Yes,
you know, there's a little bit of like sprinkles of different things, but.
And
kind of a diverse
music habit. Is 99% sprinkles.
Yeah.
I love sprinkles.
Can we have that on a shirt? Melt. 99% sprinkles.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it is interesting to see your demographics too.
Yeah,
at the show, I was just like, there's old dudes who are like the rockers.
Yeah.
And then you got the cute little EDM girlies there. Like, it's so cool that you guys really have a whole
an eclectic
club
of melt lovers.
Melties.
I like that.
Do we start you a Discord?
I think
melt-teasers.
I think so. Melt teasers. That was a British banger.
I'm in flow state right now.
This guy is me on a daily basis. Oh, when you realize you peaked in high school.
No.
That's great.
when you're in line and someone asks, is this the line? That is actually very me. I'm just...
We always ask if it's
I'm terrified, too, every time. Every
yeah,
time.
You make me do it.
Yeah, I'm scared. When someone says they're more of a cat person than a dog person, controversial.
Yeah, very controversial.
When you send a nude and they switch the subject. Oh, no. That's terrible. When someone starts a sentence with, okay, no offense, but...
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I mean, I absolutely have to do... when you realize you peaked in high school.
That's funny. Oh, nice.
Who did it?
Not me.
Three-way tie. Holy.
Sorry, Ashley knows me well. Ashley knows me well.
Three-way tie. But
good job, team.
You were
gonna
go with,
well, you're going to win.
Do you know which one mine was?
No. Was yours the other one, the nude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
knew it's good.
Maybe that's why I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let him win. But thank you guys so much for playing with us. We are going to do Jenga, rapid fire
Jenga.
So get those fingers nimble. Oh, good job,
we
team.
We love this. We love
the
it.
The drummer is going to, I'm sorry, might be a little. Oh,
what about guitar?
The guitar. Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
And mine's more wrist.
Fine.
That's true. You just got to push, you know, push
just
it out.
Use your entire arm.
Yeah.
The claw.
Yeah.
The claw. All right. Perfect. Yeah, well, so we're going to rearrange a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be right back.
Alrighty, we are about to play rapid fire question Jenga with Melt. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah,
ready. My fingers are nimble.
So basically what we're gonna have you do, when you pull out the Jenga piece, you're going to read the question on the piece, and then you're going to answer it with the first thing that comes to your mind, and then you're going to place it on the top, and then you're gonna, the next person will go.
Okay.
And there's stakes in this. There's girl music t-shirts.
Yeah.
He already has one.
He technically already has one. Yeah. So I'm just saying, the stakes are high.
So
the
I get
stakes
two shirts.
Are high. Yeah.
Who wants to start?
No, we're starting.
Oh.
Rock, paper.
Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Oh.
Chris is going for it.
Oh, Chris is.
You're going to have to go gadget.
Oh, my God.
Read that question.
Sweet or savory? Savory. In general, I'm more of a savory food guy than a sweets guy.
Exactly. All right, James Eel.
I got beach gig or mountain. I'm going to go mountain gig.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Obvious. For you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
James, look at the engineering happening in
this. It's like
the
easiest
right
point
now.
In the game. He's so strategic now.
You have to. You have to be strategic now versus later. Oh,
why am I with the drummer?
You guys are all not cheaters, though. You only use
what emoji anyway. Are you? Sunglasses guy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Nice. Favorite holiday? Ooh, I think it's Christmas, you know?
Just saying. That's in your own bed, buddy.
Yeah.
What's a song you want to cover? Oh,
He's like, I don't listen to music.
Yeah, he's like, what's a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Supposed to be rapid fire, man.
Revolver by the Beatles, the entire album front to back.
No, the song.
Oh, wow. A concept album.
I thought you just told me you were a Rubber Soul guy.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
What did I just say?
Revolver.
Oh, I meant to say Rubber Soul. Actually.
Oh. Yeah. I'm really loving the engineering that I see working in your brains right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your favorite soda? I'm a Mexican Coca-Cola. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, I don't like that one at all. Oh, that one's hard. That one's hard.
That one, we've seen people try.
We've seen.
Is this off-brand Jenga or is this real Jenga?
Oh, probably Amazon
it's
Jenga.
Amazon.
wish Amazon
is Jenga. Trademark?
These are not you.
Saying that? I mean, there's definitely Jenga, and then there's something that looks like Jenga.
We might not want to say Jenga. We want to say cubes.
Woodblock
tower.
Jenga's like,
isn't the name of the segment Jenga?
It is now.
Woodblock.
That's hard. That's hard.
He's just
milking us. Oh, my God.
This is so slow motion.
I am obsessed.
This is too much.
I'm on the wrong.
Oh, my God.
You're way out of line.
My breath.
What's your favorite season?
Oh.
I saw.
sleep with socks on or socks off? Well, socks off.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Oh, my God. Our employee, Rachel, sleeps with socks on. I'm fully calling her out. Sleep with socks on, and I judge her on a daily basis.
And you guys live in California.
So yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's terrible.
Very odd.
It's horrific.
It's a weird fact, but we're fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
We're fine.
Which subject were you worst at school?
That's a good question. Easy for me.
Oh, I think honestly for me it was social studies.
Well, it's stupid.
I like math.
I know.
Boy. Physics, no.
Mm-hmm. I actually liked
physics. No.
Yeah. I was actually a chemist.
I tried that.
Different person. Go to shower song.
Oh, that's a tough.
Oh, man.
Chris is whistling.
First thing that comes to mind.
Oh, no. Are you a whistler?
First thing that comes to mind.
Oh, that's a red flag.
I don't know if it just comes to mind, but that's amore.
That's a great answer.
Do you have a shower scrub?
Yeah.
Situation? It's like, when the moon hits your eye.
That's a good one. I don't like this very much.
We sing a lot on the show, too, by the way. Oh, my God.
Nice work.
That's a good one.
Finding the easy ones.
I am panicked about touching this desk right now.
I know. I'm just remembering that.
70s or 90s. That's so obvious. 70s, of course.
Thank you.
I said 70s, too.
Oh, careful. My God.
You gotta get that. No.
Okay.
You
get that next.
That's easy for me. Next.
What's your Starbucks order? It depends on if it's hot or cold. I'm going to go let's say a iced latte with oat milk. I'm on the oat milk these days.
Ooh, are you slightly lactose intolerant as well?
My girlfriend is, so therefore,
let's go with that.
Oat milk is by far the best milk substitute. Yeah,
I agree.
What is your favorite Pokemon? Pikachu.
Not Geodude.
Favorite concert you've attended?
Whoa.
First thing that comes to mind for some reason is that the Foles, the most recent one we saw at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, they played a lot of deep cuts.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
That was
really like from their first few albums?
That's my least favorite Foles concert I've seen.
It was like deeper cuts on from all sorts.
Also, I'm glad Foles is still touring. I feel like I haven't heard anything from him.
Oh, they're sick.
Yeah. They released an album last year. And then they were touring. And they just supported Paramore.
Oh, my God.
Their last tour.
Oh, I did not.
Y'all, I have to say, we listen to about 900 albums a year, so my brain's a little dead sometimes.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Damn.
This is coming down, man. Oh, man. Oh,
what venue do you dream of playing at?
That's a good one.
I think right now, like for most recently, I went to Desert Days at Lake Paris.
Yeah.
I'd say any stage at Lake Paris would be a dream.
Oh my God, I could see you guys fitting into that festival.
We hope so.
So easily. Yeah. Holy shit.
In LA, we're actually playing the Desert Days in the City thing.
Cool. Yeah.
Our LA show is for
so if it was happening, maybe it would happen.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Desert Days not happening this
year. It's not happening. Yeah. Like the actual Lake Paris festival's not happening.
Yeah, they're doing in LA.
I had early bird tickets to just go, and it's not happening altogether.
No, that's the worst.
And it was like perfect timing with your tour.
I know.
That was the closest.
Wow. Oh shit.
What was your first job? Dishwasher.
Where?
Dishwasher at a pizza place. At a seafood place.
I'm so sorry.
It was awful.
Yeah.
How old were you, James?
Which one?
I was like 16 or something. 17.
Yeah. Which one
was the seafood place?
The Boathouse.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Wet fish. It's very fancy. That's all I can think of is wet fish.
Oh, even out right. Smells so bad.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's not a good.
And I wouldn't get off until like one a.m. or something, 1:30. So there'd be no buses home. So I just be like, what the fuck?
What do you do?
I had to get my dad to pick me up.
He's like, son, you're not allowed in the car.
Yeah, you gotta get a different job.
Yeah.
Is that the one in Horseshoe Bay?
We're in trouble.
Oh my God.
Ooh, it's coming down, guys. It's coming down.
This is going to be a tough one.
Also, another venue I thought you guys would be perfect for, Red Rocks.
That's what I was thinking that way.
I was like, y'all are Red Rocks band material.
That would be the dream.
Oh, that's a good festival. Yeah. Or that's a good venue.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Labyrinth fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You remind me of the Babe.
What babe?
The babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I gotta get around to the other side here.
Oh.
Oh,
wow. Oh,
you're leaning on that table.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's not going, eh?
Oh.
Is that okay to take?
Yeah, as long as it has a roof. Oh.
That's actually another Canadian saying.
It's gonna be
as long as it has a roof, eh?
Yeah.
As long as it has
go-to shower song.
Oh, yeah, see?
You whistle all the time.
His whistling, yeah. Must
know. There's no specific for me. I just sing whatever's in my
that's,
head.
That's
so.
Such a red flag whistling to me. I just, oh,
you wouldn't want to be around me then.
He is a good whistler.
Okay, if he's a good whistler, that's different. There are people who think they can whistle, and they're just like,
no, he's actually good.
He can even whistle the Herbert voice from Family Guy, right?
Wow.
I have done that.
Oh, my God. That's impressive.
Do it.
Hey there, Jesse. How's it going over there?
It's so good, isn't it? It's like amazing. It's
this
like,
is a hidden talent.
It's uncanny. It's honestly that's, one of my favorite things.
I literally thought you were him for a second.
Might be the reason why I'm friends with
him. It's creepy.
Y'all, this is about to come down. There's no way.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Come on.
Oh, get out of here.
Fucking right.
It's almost sketchier to pull one than push one out.
That's what she said.
What one instrument you wish you could master? Me and Chris were talking about this.
Yeah.
Violin. Would be, if you were like a master violinist,
yes,
that would be
very nice.
Stunning.
That would be really cool.
Because I feel like that's an instrument where you're a beginner, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And then you get good, and it's like the most beautiful
thing. There's no way to cheat playing through that instrument.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I see. I feel like that's the same with brass instruments, though. Well, like, you're blowing on a saxophone, and if it's bad, it's
bad.
It's a hard one to practice without pissing everyone off around you.
That is so true.
I feel like the only instrument that doesn't piss people off is, like, guitar. You know?
Kinda, yeah.
It's like drums. I'm sorry.
Guitar, piano, maybe.
Piano, yeah.
Everything else is so
Piano would be actually sweet to master. That's a good...
That's actually true, too.
Piano would be pretty cool.
A piano maestro? Maestro.
That'd be really useful.
Very useful.
More useful than a violin.
Oh, I bet.
Doing your own string overdubs, though, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sick.
All right. So right before the tower falls, we'd love to hear about anything coming up for you guys in November. We know that you just started your tour, so you have a few... You have like a month or so of dates left.
Yeah. Are you guys, what's in the new year? What's 2024 looking like for you guys?
2024, we're still figuring it out. And I know a lot of it's going to be writing new stuff.
That's cool.
Sorry, he's just
going I know.
Distracting me.
Yeah, we're going to be continuing the tour. And we go up the coast. Wow, good one, Chris. We go up the coast, just up to LA, and then we go straight across to Mexico next Thursday, which is going to be awesome. And then we do the
just
south. We do the east. And I think we got 15 days in the state.
Well,
I don't know what the rules are on that.
Does it have to be on properly?
Yes.
It's on.
It's not on. You got to push it. It's not on properly.
You got to push
it. I am
deceased.
Two hands.
Two hands.
Oh, man. This guy's all over the place.
Let's throw out the rules right now.
Let's just throw out the rules.
Oh, there's no way. It's false.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, and then we finished the tour in Minneapolis. And that'll be in mid-November. And then we get back, we'll have a little bit of a break, go on holiday in December, Christmas, and then New Year we'll be writing, I think. We might do a little rundown.
Yeah, a lot of writing.
Will you guys write on tour?
No.
Not really.
It's really hard.
Not a chance.
I'm going to try on the really long drives, like with a little keyboard in the back, but... We'll see how it goes. I feel like that's just going to be for fun, not really
getting
anything substantial.
All right. Might be your death sentence.
I know.
I think it is.
I'm so sorry. I know. I feel like
Kristen will.
He's going to laugh.
He's in a little bit of a cheat, but we'll allow it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was against the rules at the time.
You literally just stopped the ball, but I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you weren't allowed to do that.
To be fair, I think
as long
it's
as
really
it rests,
hard to do that, so
I think it's okay.
Yeah,
I did.
What in box?
What in box?
What in box?
Oh my gosh!
Well, guess what? We have T-shirts for all of you.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh wow!
He made us play that entire game.
Yeah, I know. But thank you guys so much for being in the studio with us today. Y'all are the best. We cannot wait to see you at all the festivals next year because I know it's happening for you guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We can't wait for more music. And let us know where we can find you guys on the internet.
You can check us out, melt.ca. If you go to our Instagram, we're Melt Music, and our link...
Two T's.
Always with two T's. And our link in bio takes you wherever you want to go, basically, too.
Awesome.
And also, thanks so much for having us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was super
honestly,
fun.
You guys are great sports. I want to play games with you all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
So come back.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, come hang out. We'll eat tacos for a longer period, okay?
Yes, please.
Go listen to Eternal Embers by Melt.
Yep.
Out now. It's amazing.
Out now.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Media.